This is a commutation phase one hearing for Thomas Desposito, ADC number 125490. Mr. Desposito is 51 years old. The crime in this case was involvement with a drug dealer, and Mr. Desposito claims that he did not know that this drug dealer was part of a syndicate that was carrying on massive drug operations. Mr. Desposito was convicted by jury trial. He did appeal, and the trial and sentencing were upheld and affirmed on August 11th, 2009. Mr. Desposito is serving 15.75 years for conspiracy and a 15.75 year sentence for narcotic drug. There were 11 other counts involved in this sentence, which have expired. He has an earned release credit date of June 9th, 2021, so his community supervision end date would then be September 22nd, 2023. For this commutation, he's requesting a 3.5 year reduction, which would give him a revised sentence ending date that is actually in the past, March 24th of this year. Mr. Desposito has a very extensive criminal history, including previous prison terms. This particular crime was guilty of conspiracy, as I mentioned, which is a Class 2 felony, illegally conducting an enterprise, a Class 3 felony, four counts of use of wire communication in drug-related transactions, which are Class 4 felonies, transportation for sale, sale of methamphetamine, a dangerous drug, that's a Class 2 felony, two counts of possession for sale of meth, which are Class 2 felonies, possession for sale of a narcotic drug, which was some morphine tablets, a Class 2 felony, possession for sale of marijuana under 2 pounds, a Class 4 felony, and possession of drug paraphernalia, a Class 6 felony. Detectives determined that the organization that was involved in this was a Mexico-based trafficking organization that transported large quantities of methamphetamine from Mexico into Phoenix. The two other individuals were supplying Mr. Desposito with multi-ounce quantities of meth, which Mr. Desposito would then sell. He received for these crimes, all of which I just explained, the presumptive sentence, which was 15.75 years. His discipline in prison has been minimal, and it's all before 2004, so he has been a relatively well-behaved prisoner. And he's completed quite a bit of programming, Lean Six Sigma, substance abuse education, cultural diversity 3 times, conflict resolution 2 times, domestic violence, thinking for a change 4 times, and parenting. Considering everything in this case and the extensive nature of the crimes for which he's convicted on this sentence and his prior history in crime, I do not see that him receiving the presumptive sentence for these crimes is excessive, but I would be willing to listen to any input from fellow board members.
I agree.
Thank you. Then I'm going to make a motion that we not pass the application of Mr. Thomas Desposito, ADC number 125490, that we not pass his application to phase two.
Second.
Agree.
Motion made by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. White, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones, and this concludes the hearing.
Thank you.